friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
She fell for a Taylor Swift scam, so radio hosts swoop in to surprise heartbroken little girl. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. A Taylor Swift scam left Sam and her daughter heartbroken to discover the concert tickets they purchased were fakes. But then, local radio hosts decide to try and make things right. In a delightful twist that could rival any Taylor Swift love ballad, the charismatic Australian radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O orchestrated a melody of kindness for a family caught in the discord of a Taylor Swift concert ticket scam. Like the opening chords of a Taylor Swift hit, the unsuspecting family had their hopes dashed when they fell victim to fraudulent tickets, leaving them feeling like they were never ever getting back together with their dream of seeing Taylor Swift live. Kelly, the family's spokesperson, poured out their woes on air, painting a picture as heart-wrenching as a Taylor Swift breakup song. Kelly's sister Sam had spent $1,200 of her hard-earned money on tickets only to learn moments after it was a scam. She saved up for those tickets, obviously to make Charlie's year, and now she has no money to buy tickets, even if some do become available, Kelly shared. Sam had to break the news to her 9-year-old daughter, Charlie. Their hopes were dashed and their pockets felt way more than $22 lighter. The Taylor Swift scam left them feeling like they were in a blank space of disappointment. But just when it seemed like the final curtain call had arrived, Kyle and Jackie O, akin to guardian angels in cowboy boots, orchestrated a harmony of compassion that would make even Taylor Swift proud. They launched a rescue mission that could rival the lyrics of Love Story, swooping in to give away their own Taylor Swift concert. Hi, Charlie. Kyle and Jackie O have come to the rescue with free concert tickets. We are going to give you our tickets so you can go see Taylor Swift for free, Kyle announced over the radio waves. It was as if the chorus of Shake It Off played in the background, lifting spirits and ushering in a chorus of tears and laughter. Charlie's heart soared higher than the notes of a Swift high note, as Charlie realized that her dreams were about to come true, courtesy of the kindness of strangers. I couldn't have a little sweetheart like you be so excited to see her, but then have someone steal the tickets. So you're going to go see her, Kyle said. This heartwarming tale of a reminder of the miraculous symphony that can unfold when God's grace orchestrates acts of kindness and generosity. Through the hands and the hearts of Kyle and Jackie O, God provided a little miracle to a family in need, reminding us that even in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, there's always a melody of hope waiting to be sung. As Taylor Swift herself once sang, "You belong with me." And in this moment, it's clear that this family belonged with the kindness and compassion that God provided through Kyle and Jackie O. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Five abandoned puppies found by a homeless man gets dropped on doorstep with a devastating note. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. Five abandoned puppies were found in a crate on the doorstep of the Fayetteville Animal Protection Society, FAPS. They were left with a letter, and the story is a bit heartbreaking. 5 puppies were in the crate, alive, but showing signs of malnutrition. Each puppy would need care such as nutrition, deworming, and vaccinations. Mostly, they were surprisingly social and in good spirits. The FAPS executive director, Jackie Perry, told the Epoch Times. On January 15th, FAPS posted on their Facebook page about the puppies and how they came to be at the shelter. "We found a group of puppies at our shelter's doorstep, left with a note that tore at our heartstrings." They also posted the note. "Please help. I found these puppies sadly after noticing a local stray dog that I would often feed when I could, dead by the road. She'd been hit by a car. I knew from feeding her that she had puppies somewhere, and after searching where I usually see her, I found them. I'm sorry for leaving them like this, but I myself am homeless and cannot afford to care for them. My heart shatters for them and their mother. I just want them to be given the chance their mother, like myself, was never given. Please do not think poorly of me, but it felt wrong leaving them alone in the cold, waiting on a mother that would not be coming home. Sincerely, Nameless Man." That poor mama dog. Thankfully, the man could bring the puppies in after he found that she had passed away. Adoptions of the abandoned puppies that were found started on February 1st with a Facebook post of all their photos and new names. Fortune, Kismet, Chance, Fate, and Serendipity are believed to be lab mixes. FAPS added a thank you to their post, reaching out to the homeless man. They also said, "If you're up for it, please swing by the shelter to visit the puppies and get a proper thank you. We hope and pray that all the puppies will find a new home soon." Kismet has been adopted and has a photo with his new owner in another Facebook post posted by the shelter. The Fayetteville Animal Protection Society is the only no-kill nonprofit shelter in the Fayette-Fort Liberty area. A group of women concerned with animal welfare founded the shelter in 1982. "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so." Genesis 1:30.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.